الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فضلت على الأنبياء بست أعطيت جوامع الكلم ونصرت بالرعب وأحلت لي الغنائم وجعلت لي الأرض مسجدا وطهورا وأرسلت إلى الخلق كافة وختم بي النبيون أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته Respected ulama, honorable elders, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, my young friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His infinite mercy and grace for the guidance of mankind sent approximately 124,000 Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. These 124,000 Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam are the cream of humanity. And their leader is none other than the orphan son of Amina, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, Ana qaidul mursaleena wala fakhra. I am the qaid of the mursaleen. I am the leader of the messengers. Wala fakhra. And I am not proud. Because this is an honor gifted to me by my creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am not proud, I am grateful to him. So the cream of humanity are the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, and the cream of the congregation of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with so many exceptional features, distinguished qualities. He says, أَنَا سَيِّدُ وُلْدِ آدَمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا فَخْرَ. I will be the leader of the whole of humanity on the day of Qiyamah. I am not proud. This is a gift from my creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَنَا أَوَّلُ مَنْ يَنْشَكُ عَنْهُ الْقَبْرُ وَلَا فَخْرَ. I will be the first whose qabr, whose grave will be opened. And I will be first who will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. وَلَا فَخْرَ. I am not proud. It is the fadl and grace of my creator. أنا أول من يقرأ باب الجنة ولا فخر. I will be the first to knock on the door of Jannah. I am not proud. Grace of my creator. أنا أول شافع ولا فخر. I will be the first to intercede on the day of Qiyamah. I am not proud. Grace of my creator. وأنا أول مشفع. And I will be the first whose intercession will be accepted on the day of Qiyamah. Wala fakhra. I am not proud. Grace of my creator. Ana hamilu liwa ilhamdi yawm al-qiyamati. Wala fakhra. I will be holding the flag of hamd on the day of Qiyamah. And everybody from Adam alayhi salatu was salam until the last creation will be under my flag. I am not proud. Grace of my creator. Ana akramul awwalina wal akhirin wala fakhra. I am the most honored from amongst the people before me and from amongst the people after me. But I am not proud. Grace of my creator. So many distinguishing features and qualities we find in our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we will not find elsewhere. Neither in Adam nor in Ibrahim, nor in Sulaiman, nor in Dawood, nor in Isa, nor in Musa alayhimus salatu was salam. One day the Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in were sitting together discussing the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also listening to their conversation, and somebody said, Ajaban lillahi ta'ala ittakhadha min ibadihi khalila. How wonderful! Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose one of his servants to be his khalil, his friend.
Ibrahim Khalilullah. So someone else said, Ajaban lillahi ta'ala, ittakhadha min ibadihi najiyya. How wonderful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose another of his servants to be Naji. Naji, Nuh, Najiyullah. So a third said, Ajaban lillahi ta'ala, ittakhadha min ibadihi kalima. How wonderful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose another of his servants and made him kalim. So another said, Ajaban lillahi ta'ala, ittakhadha min ibadihi ruha. How wonderful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose another of his servants and he made him ruh. The fifth one said, Ajaban lillahi ta'ala, ittakhadha min ibadihi safiyya. How wonderful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose one of his servants and made him safi. So Ibrahim is Khalil. Ibrahim is Khalil. Nuh is Naji. Musa is Kalim. Isa is Ruh. And Adam is Safi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moved forward towards the congregation of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in, and he said, you are correct. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Ibrahim Khalil, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Adam Safi, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Nuh Naji, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Musa Kalim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Isa Ruh. Amma sahibukum hadha, and this friend of yours, fa'ana habibullah, I am the habib of Allah, I am the beloved of Allah, I am the habib of Allah. Mi'raj, another distinguishing feature. Sidratul Muntaha par jo pahunche Nabi, sar jhuka kar ke Jibril kehne lage, e Habibe Khuda ab siwa aapke, aage jayega jo bhi wo jal jayega. With Jibril and Mikail, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wa sallam traveled from Makkah Mukarrama to Baitul Maqdis. He leads the congregation of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. Another distinguishing feature. No one before our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam led the congregation of the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam. And no one will after. Approximately 124,000 Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam were gathered together in Masjid Aqsa, in Baytul Maqdis. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam led that congregation as the Imam. Thereafter he visited the first heaven and he met Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam. Second heaven, Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam. Third heaven, Yusuf alayhi salatu wa sallam. Fourth heaven, Idris alayhi salatu wa sallam. Fifth heaven, Harun alayhi salatu was salam. Sixth heaven, Musa alayhi salatu was salam. Seventh heaven, Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam. Then he visited al-baytul ma'mur, wa-tur, wa-kitabim mastur, fi rakim manshur, wal-baytul ma'mur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes oath of al-baytul ma'mur. Al-baytul ma'mur is the qibla. It is the Kaaba of the malaika, of the people of the heaven. And it is exactly in line with Kaaba in Makkah Mukarramah. So much so that if a pebble was dropped from Al-Baytul Ma'mur, it would land on the roof of Kaaba. He visited Al-Baytul Ma'mur. Further Sidratul Muntaha. Sidratul Muntaha. A station which was not crossed by anybody before our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and a station which will not be crossed after our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, not even an angel. Sidratul Muntaha par jo pahunche Nabi, when our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam reached Sidratul Muntaha with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, sar jhuka karke Jibreel kehne lage, very respectfully Jibreel said, I cannot go any further. اے حبیبِ خدا اب سوا آپ کے آگے جائے گا جو بھی وہ جل جائے گا. او دی بیلوڈ آف اللہ, او دی حبیب آف اللہ, ہوم سو ایور ول کراس دس باؤنڈری دس اسٹیشن آف سدرت المنتا, ہی ول برن ان ٹو ایشز. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم مووڈ فارورڈ. He saw Jannah, he saw Jahannam, he saw Arsh, he saw Lohe Mahfuz. Arsh o Kursi se bala maqam aapka, Arsh o Kursi se aala hai baam aapka, عرش و کرسی سے اعلیٰ ہے بام آپ کا, آگے اللہ ہی جانے مقام آپ کا. Your status is higher than the عرش of اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی. Your status is higher than لوح محفوظ, than کعبہ, than anything in the creation of اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the heights that you have reached. He saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he communicated with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mi'raj, a great feature. The Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam before our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam were sent only for the guidance of their people. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ, and we sent Nuh alayhi salatu was-salam as a messenger for his people. For his people. Only for his people. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ قَالَ يَا قَوْمُ, he said, oh my people, وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا, we sent Hud alayhi salatu wassalam for his people, عاد, وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا, we sent Salih alayhi salatu wassalam for his people, ثَمُود, وَلُوتًا إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ, لوت علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام, when he said to his people, وَإِلَى مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا, we sent شعیب علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام to his people, مدین, every Nabi was sent to guide his people only. Whereas our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has been sent for the whole of humanity. When he came, he said, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا, O people, I have been sent as a Rasul for all of you. For the whole world, I have been sent as a Rasul for the whole world. He was sent as a Rasul for the humans, he was sent as a Rasul for the jinns. The ulama are unanimous, the ulama are agreed upon this fact, that he was sent as a messenger for the humans and for the jinn. He was Rasulul Insi wal Jinn. He was Rasulul Sakalain. And there are two opinions as far as the Malaika are concerned. One opinion is that yes, he was also a Rasul for the Malaika. The other opinion is that no, he was not a Rasul for the Malaika. The preferred opinion is that he was also the Rasul for the Malaika. So every Nabi was sent as a Rasul, as a Nabi, as a messenger, as a prophet, only for his people. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his distinguishing feature, he was sent as a messenger, as a Nabi, for the humans, for the jinns, and also for the Malaika. Each Nabi was sent as a Nabi with guidance for a particular limited era. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was sent as a Nabi for the people coming after him up to 200 years, 300 years, 400 years. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam for the people of his era. After his departure, maybe for 100 years, 200 years, 300 years. So each Nabi's era was limited. بحصے رسدی لائے تھے شریعت عیسیٰ و موسیٰ. عیسیٰ علیہ السلام and موسیٰ علیہ السلام and the other انبیاء علیہ السلام, when they came with their sharia was sufficient for their era only. It could not cover the era up till the day of قیامت. بحصے رسدی لائے تھے شریعت عیسیٰ و موسیٰ, مکمل دین لے کر ہیں محمد مصطفیٰ آئے. محمد مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم, he came into this world with a complete deen which will reign until the day of قیامہ. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی, when he calls Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, he calls him by his name, Ya Adam, uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah. He does not say Ya Safi. Ya Adam, uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah. When he communicates with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, he does not say Ya Khalili. He says Ya Ibrahim, قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. When he calls Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, he does not say Ya Kaleem. He does not call him by his title. He says وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. When he calls Yunus Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam with his name, Ya Nuh, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ. When he calls Dawud alayhi salatu wassalam, Ya Dawood, inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ard. But when he communicates with his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, nowhere in the Quran does he say, Ya Muhammad. A sign of respect. If we respect an alim, a scholar, we will not call him by his name. We will say Maulana, we will say Sheikh, we will say Qari, we will say Mufti. Those people who respect their parents, they don't call them by their name. Father, mother. Nowhere in the Quran did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, Ya Muhammad, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu, Ya ayyuhal muzammil, qumil layla illa qalila. Ya ayyuhal muddassir, qum fa'andhir, wa rabbaka fakabbir, wa thiyabaka fatahhir. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very unique, my friends. Unique not only in our eyes. He is unique in the eyes of the Anbiya. He is unique in the congregation of the Malaika. He is unique in the eyes of the Creator Himself. Simply the best, unique. Musa alayhi salatu was salam was gifted with a miracle. Isa alayhi salatu was salam was gifted with a miracle. Husna Yusuf dame Isa yade bayda dari. Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam was given beauty. Husna Yusuf, beauty. Dame Isa, Isa alayhi salatu was salam was given the miracle of reviving the dead. He would blow over the dead and the dead would be revived. Yade Baiza. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam would place his hand on his chest under his shawl or under his shirt and he used to remove that hand from under the cloth and it would shine like a tube light. His staff, his stick would turn into a snake and then the snake would turn back into a staff and a stick. Husna Yusuf, the beauty of Yusuf. Dame Isa. And Isa alayhi salatu wassalam's reviving of the dead. Yade Baida and the shining hand of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. The poet gives three examples. And by giving three examples, the reference he is making is that all the miracles that were bestowed upon all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, Aache khuba hama daran tu tanha dari. They were all given to you, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam left this world, the shining hand is also gone. Isa alayhi salatu wassalam was raised up into the heavens by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is still alive till today. And he will return again before the day of Qiyamah, as the follower of the Sharia of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Again, another distinguishing feature. Isa alayhi salam gone, the miracle of reviving the dead is gone. Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam left this world, his husna is gone. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was given so many miracles. Every second of his life was a miracle. Every second of his life was a miracle. So many miracles. He left all the miracles left with him. But one miracle will remain in this world until the day of Qiyamah. The miracle of Quran. Again, a distinguishing feature which was not given to any Nabi. وَإِنَّمَا أُوتِيتُ وَحْيًا أَوْحَى اللَّهُ إِلَيَّ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that each Nabi was given a particular miracle through which he established his nubuwwah, his apostleship, his prophethood, his messengership. But his miracle remained only whilst he was alive in this world. 400 years, 200 years, 50 years. When he left, the miracle left. But our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, my miracle is the Quran, the eloquence of the Quran. And this miracle will remain until the day of Qiyamah. This miracle will not leave this world after I leave. And it is for this reason, even after I leave, there will be a miracle of mine in this world, through the barakah of which thousands of people will accept Islam. وَأَنَا أَكْثَرُهُمْ تَبَعًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And it is for this reason, I will have the most followers on the day of Qiyamah. We gather together in Sirah conferences to discuss this great life, to talk about this great life, and to try to understand how great our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. We can talk about him for days. Speakers can come, leave, speakers can come and leave. Every speaker will have something new to say regarding him. Iqbal, main kis muh se karu madhi Muhammad. The poet of the East, Allama Iqbal, he says, Iqbal, main kis muh se karu madhi Muhammad. Oh Iqbal, with which tongue can I praise the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Iqbal, main kis muh se karu madhi Muhammad. Muh mera bahut chota hai aur baat badi hai. My tongue is insignificant. And the topic is very high, very great. How can I discuss with this insignificant tongue? I fail to find words. Lafz bebas, zuban hai ma'zoor. My tongue is disabled. I fail to find words to praise him. I cannot find the right choice of words. Lafz bebas, I fail to find the words. Zuban hai ma'zoor. My tongue is disabled. Mujhse zikr rasool kya hoga? Lafz bebas, zuban hai ma'zoor. Mujhse zikr rasool kya hoga? How will I be able to praise the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Na kinara ho jis samandar ka, wo samandar ubur kya hoga? That ocean which has no shore, how can I cross that ocean? How can we praise somebody who is praised by the Creator Himself? Alam nashrah laka sadrak wa wada'na anka wizrak alladhi anqada dhahrak wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. We have elevated your dhikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. We have elevated your dhikr. When the muazzin says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, his azan cannot be complete until he does not mention our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after mentioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. There are only two beings whose mention is made continuously throughout the 24 hours. Only two beings whose mention is made continuously throughout the 24 hours. Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set the times of salat in such a way that on the surface of this universe, somewhere, the muazzin will be saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And a muazzin will be saying, Ashhadu anna Muhammad. As soon as he finishes saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, somebody else will be saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Throughout the 24 hours.
in the masajid. As soon as one finishes saying Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, the other says Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. When the second finishes saying Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, the third one will say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And similarly, when one finishes saying Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, the other will say Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. 24 hours on the surface of this earth. These are the only two beings whose name are continually mentioned. Iqama. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Salat. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka smuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. It begins with the name of Allah and it ends with the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. And when the mu'min departs from this world, mu'min, when he departs from this world, man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. It is the desire of every person and it is the wish of every person that he recites la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah before he departs from this world. In the qabr, mar rabbuka, who is your rabb? Who is your rabb? Allah. Wa mar rasuluka, who is your rasul? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever Allah is mentioned, his Nabi is mentioned sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can we praise this personality who was praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself? لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد. I take oath of this town, of this city of Makkah Mukarrama. I take oath of this city of Makkah Mukarrama وأنت حل بهذا البلد, whilst you are residing in this great city. لعمرك, I take oath of your age, of your life. We cannot praise him as he is worthy of praise. Ya sahib al jamal wa ya sayyid al bashar min wajhika al munir laqad nuwwira al qamar. Ya sahib al jamal, O the one full of beauty, wa ya sayyid al bashar, O the leader of humanity, min wajhika al munir laqad nuwwira al qamar. The moon has been bestowed with light from the light of your blessed face. The moon is shining because of you, the sun is shining because of you, the stars are shining because of you. And the hearts of the mu'mineen are shining because of you. Makkah Mukarrama is shining because of you, Madina Munawwara is shining because of you. Abu Bakr is shining because of you, Umar is shining because of you. Usman and Ali are shining because of you, Aisha and Khadija are shining because of you. And Suhaib Rumi and Bilal Habshi are also shining because of you. Min wajhika al-munir laqad nuwwira al-qamar. Har taraf teergi thi na thi roshni, aap aaye to sabko mili roshni. It was darkness all around. Her taraf teergi thi. It was darkness all around. Darkness of ignorance. Darkness of oppression. Nathi roshni. There was no light. Aap aaye to sabko mili roshni. When you came into this world, people derived light from your teachings. Kadam kadam pe barkatein, nafas nafas pe rahmatein. On every step, barakah and blessings. On every breath that you take, O my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mercy descends. On every step you take, blessings and barakah descends. On every breath you take, Mercy descends. Qadam qadam pe barkatein, nafas nafas pe rahmatein. Jahan jahan se wo shafi-e-aasiyan guzar gaya.
Wherever you have passed, on every step, barakah. On every breath, mercy.
Jahan guzar nahi hua, wahan hai raat aaj tak.
Allahu Akbar.
Jahan guzar nahi hua, wahan hai raat aaj tak. Where you have not passed, or where your Quran, where your Hadith, where your teachings, where your seerah has not passed. It is night till today. It is darkness of ignorance till today. Jahan guzar nahi hua, wahan hai raat aaj tak. Wahin wahin sahar hui, jahan jahan guzar gaya.
Only those places experience the break of dawn where you have passed, where your teachings have passed.
مِن وَجْهِكَ الْمُنِيرِ لَقَدْ نُوِّرَ الْقَمَرِ لَا يُمْكِنُ السَّنَاءُ كَمَا كَانَ حَقُّهُ. It is not possible to praise you as you are worthy of praise. بعد از خدا بزرگ توی قصہ مختصر. In short, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no one more virtuous than you are. خدا سے تو کم اور سب سے عالی. Below Allah, above everyone. Above Adam, above Isa, above everyone. Above all the Anbiya. Above all the Malaika. Above Jibreel, above Mikail. Khuda se to kam aur sab se ala. Below Allah, above everyone. Do alam se bala. Do alam se bala. He is more virtuous than everything in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this world or in the hereafter. Do alam se bala hamare Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We cannot praise him, my friends, as he is worthy of praise. But why do we organize such conferences? So that we try to understand his greatness. We try to understand his greatness and thereafter, we try to understand who we are. We try to understand our importance. Our importance. That we are attributed to this great Nabi. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Musa alayhi salatu was salam said, Ya Rabb, O my Rabb, ajidu fil alwahi ummatan. I find in the Torah mention of an ummah. Oh Allah, I find in Torah mention of an ummah. Ya'muruna bil ma'roof, wa yanhawna anil munkar. Who will call towards good, prevent people from evil. Wa yu'minuna billah, and who will have firm faith and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, I love that ummah. Faj'alhum ummati. Make them my ummah. Give me that ummah. Give Banu Israel to somebody else. Give me this ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Musa, tilka ummatu Ahmad. Oh Musa, that is the ummah of my beloved Nabi Ahmad. We are so important that Musa alayhi salam wants us to be his ummah. Oh Musa, no, that is the ummah of my Ahmad, who is going to come after. Wa mubashiram bi rasuli yati min ba'di ismihi Ahmad. Tilka ummatu Ahmad. What does Musa alayhi salam say now? Musa alayhi salam says, oh Allah, if that ummah cannot be mine, then make me an individual of that ummah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam made the same request. Oh Allah, give me that ummah. No, tilka ummatu Ahmad. That is the ummah of Ahmad. Oh Allah, make me an individual of that ummah. No, Ibrahim, you cannot become an individual of that ummah. Oh Allah, give me something at least. Let that ummah remember me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay Ibrahim, that ummah will remember you. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. You deserve that. Because our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ana da'watu Ibrahim. I am the da'wat, I am a result of the dua of my forefather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. After constructing the Kaaba, he was making the dua, Rabbana taqabbal minna. And then he said, Rabbana wab'at fihim rasula. O Allah, send amongst them from amongst them. O Allah, send amongst them from amongst them a Rasul. O Allah, we have constructed the masjid, now you send the imam. We have constructed the madrasa, now you send a teacher. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was making the dua. And Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was saying Ameen. So Ibrahim, because as a result of your dua, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam came into existence, so you deserve this. And what did Ismail alayhi salam deserve? Son of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Ishaq and Ismail, two sons. After Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Ishaq alayhi salam became a prophet. Ismail alayhi salam became prophet. After Ishaq alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam became prophet. And Yaqub's other name is Israel. After Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, Yusuf alayhi salam became the prophet. So Yusuf, his brothers and their children are known as Banu Israel. And then the prophets continued to come from amongst the Banu Israel. Ibrahim, Ishaq, Yaqub, Yusuf, and continued. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was also from amongst the Banu Israel, from the lineage of Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. And here Ismail alayhi salam is constructing Kaaba with Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam is making dua that, oh Allah, send the imam of this haram. Send the teacher of this great madrasa, and no prophet is coming from the lineage of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And because of this culture, for hundreds of years, thousands of years, the Yahud of Madina Munawwara were expecting the final messenger to come from their lineage. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to reward Ismail alayhi salam also. So finally he sent the final messenger from the lineage of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Only one prophet from the lineage of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. And so many prophets from the lineage of Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. But all put together could not compete with this only one Nabi. And it is for this reason the Jews during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam rejected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam despite recognizing him as a prophet. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَعَرَفُ كَفَرُوا بِهِ. So you deserve it, O Ibrahim. My ummah will remember you. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, O Allah, make this ummah mine. No, Isa. O Allah, make me an individual of this ummah. Okay, Isa, your prayer is accepted. He is resurrected up into the heavens. And he will return before the day of Qiyamah. He will follow the deen of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He will assist the cause of Islam. And he will go to Madina Munawwara, he will send salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he will marry, he will have children, he will pass away in Madina Munawwara, and he will be buried in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with Abu Bakr and with Umar radiallahu anhu. So friends, we have to understand our value, our worth. We are not insignificant. No, we are very worthwhile in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innal jannata hurrimat ala al-anbiya'i hatta adkhulaha. Jannat is haram upon all the anbiya until I enter Jannah. Another distinguishing feature. Adam, Ibrahim, despite being my forefathers, will not be able to enter Jannah until I enter Jannah. Wa innal jannata hurrimat ala al-umam. And Jannat is haram upon all the ummat. Hatta tadkhulaha ummati, until my ummah enters Jannah. The ummah of Ibrahim, ummah of Isa, ummah of Dawood, ummah of Musa, alayhi musallatu wasalam, will not be able to enter Jannah until we enter Jannah. We have to realize our value, our worth. If we are connected to him, if we are affiliated to him, if we are attributed to him, then we are also great. And if we are great, then we have to practically become great. By practically associating and attaching ourselves to the teachings of this great Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The whole world sees the Muslims as an insignificant ummah, without any power, without any influence, without any respect, without any honor. The whole world, the Muslim ummah is being trampled under the feet of various communities throughout the world. Why? Because we ourselves have not recognized our value. We ourselves have not understood the status of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we ourselves have not associated ourselves to this great Nabi. The day we associate ourselves with the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah will become ours. And when Allah becomes ours, then the taqdeer will become ours. Ki Muhammad se wafa tune to hum tere hain. Iqbal says, ki Muhammad se wafa tune to hum tere hain. If you are loyal to the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then Allah is yours. Ye jahan cheez hai ki loho kalam tere hain. You are concerned about the problems of the Muslim countries. You are concerned about the Muslims throughout the world. Why should you worry about them? The taqdeer will be yours. You will be controlling the taqdeer. But we have to connect ourselves to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With his teachings. So I was saying, my friends, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has so many distinguishing features. The hadith which I have recited, as part of the khutbah, in that hadith also, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned 6 distinguishing features of his. The time now will not permit me to go into the details of each and every distinguishing feature. I will very briefly translate the 6 distinguishing features with a few notes here and there. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فُضِّلْتُ عَلَى الْأَنْبِيَاءِ بِسِتٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me virtue over all the other anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam with 6 distinguishing features. Here in this hadith, he mentions 6 distinguishing features. Number 1, أُعْتِيتُ جَوَامِعَ الْكَلِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me جَوَامِعُ الْكَلِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me jawami'ul kalim, which he has not given to any Nabi before me, and which he has not given to any human before me, nor any human after me. According to one opinion, jawami'ul kalim is the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to me the Quran, and each ayah is full of so much ilm, so much knowledge, so much information. Allahu Akbar. That one verse can fill volumes. Jawami'ul Kalim. And the second opinion, which is the preferred opinion, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me the ability to express myself in a way that I will speak only one sentence, but when the ulama, the sahaba, the tabi'in, the muhaddithin, the fuqaha, when they will ponder over that one sentence, then the knowledge that they will derive from that one sentence will fill volumes. For example, innamal a'malu bin niyyat. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi says, innamal a'malu bin niyyat. Actions are dependent upon intentions. We will not understand anything from it because we are not scholars. We are not muhaddisin. We are not fuqaha. We have not been granted that special insight. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says that in this one sentence, innamal amalu bin niyat lies quarter of deen, 25% of deen. Ulama have written volumes on this innamal amalu bin niyat. Otito jawami al kalim. If I want to say something very long, Allah has granted me the ability to express it only in one sentence, a small sentence. This is one distinguishing feature Allah has granted me. Number two, وَنُسِرْتُ بِالرَّابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has helped me, He has assisted me with rab, fear and awe. Fear and awe. Rab, fear for the enemy. Awe for the enemy. Allah has granted me fear for the enemy. In another hadith, the Prophet in another narration, he says, وَنُسِرْتُ بِالرَّابِ مَسِيرَةَ الشَّهْرِينَ. If the enemy is approximately 480 miles away from me, enemy, 400, and in those days, 480 miles, it would take 1 month to travel, 480 miles. Not like in this day and age that 480 miles, it will take 3-4 hours to travel. No. It would take one month. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah has given me, helped me and assisted me with fear. That He plants fear into the hearts of the enemy. If they are at a distance of 480 miles and if they hear about me, they will fear me. وَأُحِلَّتْ لِيَ الْغَنَائِمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made booty halal for me. Booty. The Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam before me, the ummat before me, if they became victorious over the enemy, then the booty, the gold, the silver, whatever they managed to accumulate, take from the enemy, it was not permissible for them to use. They had to gather the booty together in one place. And if their jihad, and if their effort, and if their striving was accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then fire would come and fire would burn away the booty. So the booty is gone. Booty is gone, but alhamdulillah, jihad is accepted. And if the fire does not come from the skies, from the heavens, and does not burn the booty, then everybody would know that jihad has not been accepted. And the booty cannot be used either. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made booty halal for us, distributed amongst the mujahideen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has concealed us also, that nobody will know whether our jihad has been accepted or not. وَوْحِلَّتْ لِيَ الْغَنَائِمِ. Number four, وَجُعِلَتْ لِيَ الْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا وَتَهُورًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the whole earth masjid for me and a means of purity for me. The people before me, in order to perform their worship, they had to go to their synagogues. They had to go to their churches. They could not carry out their obligatory prayers outside the churches, outside the synagogues, outside the praying facilities. But for me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for me and my ummah, has made the whole earth masjid. They can perform salat anywhere they want, as long as it is pure. And the ummah before me, to purify their bodies, through ghusl or through wudu, had to use water. In the absence of water, they would have to strive and look for water. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the soil of the earth a means of tahara and purity for my ummah. If my ummah is unable to find water when ghusl is required or when wudu is required, then they can perform tayammum. and carry out their ibadat. Number 5, wa ursiltu ila al-khalqi kaffa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me as a messenger to the whole creation. Not only for the jinns, not only for the humans, not only for the malaika, for the whole creation. Whole creation. Abu Jahl came into the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day with his fist closed. And he said, "Oh Muhammad, tell me what is in my hand. Tell me what is in my hand." And his plan was that if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is unable to tell me what is in my hand, then I will be able to say, see, he has no connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is only lying. If he had connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have informed him. And he would have told me what is in my hand. So he was clutching a few pebbles in his hand. And said, "Oh Muhammad, tell me what is in my hand." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained silent for a while. He was waiting for instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam came. And he said, "Oh Muhammad, ask Abu Jahl, do you want me to tell you what is in your hand? Or do you want the item in your hand to tell you who I am?" And as soon as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked this question, the pebble started to recite the kalima. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. I have been sent for the whole creation. Even the pebbles recite my kalima. Even the pebbles recite my kalima. A non-Muslim wanted to see a miracle. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Okay, I will show you a miracle." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pointed towards the tree and he said, "Come here." To the tree, he said, "Come here." So the tree started bowing down to uproot itself. It uprooted itself. It came walking to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Who am I?" So the tree said, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka abduhu wa rasuluh. Ursiltu ila al-khalqi kaffa." The non-Muslims of Makkah Mukarrama said, "If you split the moon into two, then we will accept you as the Nabi." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam instructed the moon with his finger to split into two. It obeyed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It split into two. Ursiltu ila al-khalqi kaffa. Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates an incident. He says that a Bedouin, a villager, he said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I will not recite the kalima and I will not bring faith upon you and I will not accept iman until this iguana does not accept you as a Nabi. Iguana, an animal. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned towards the iguana. And he said, "Ya Rabb, O iguana, man ana, who am I? Man ana, who am I?" In the narration we find these words, فَتَكَلَّمَ بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍّ مُبِينٍ. The iguana began speaking in very clear Arabic. And the iguana said, "Labbaika wa sa'daik ya Rasul Rabbil Alameen. I am at your service, O the messenger of Rabbul Alameen." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man ta'bud, who do you worship?" So the iguana said, "Alladhi arshuhu fi sama wa sultanuhu fil ard wa sabiluhu fil bahr wa rahmatuhu fil jannah wa azabuhu fil nar." The iguana said, "I worship that being whose arsh is in the heavens, alladhi arshuhu fi sama wa sultanuhu fil ard, who controls this earth, who rules this earth, who is the sovereign of this earth, wa sabiluhu fil bahr, and who makes ways for his servants in the ocean." Allahu Akbar. There are no paths, there are no roads in the ocean. Allah makes the ways for us. Wa rahmatuhu fil jannah. I worship the one whose rahmah lies in jannah. Wa azabuhu fil nar. And I worship the one whose azab, punishment, lies in jahannam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you still haven't answered my question. Man ana? Who am I? The iguana said, anta rasul rabbil alameen wa khatamun nabiyyin. You are the rasul of rabbul alameen and you are the khatamun nabiyyin. Ursiltu ilal khalqi kaffa. And the sixth quality, wa khutima biyan nabiyyun. The chain of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam have been sealed through me. I am the seal of the Anbiya. There is no Nabi to come after me. There is no Nabi to come after me. Inna risalata wa nubuwata qadim qata'at. Risalah, nubuwa, apostleship and messengership has terminated. Inna risalata wa nubuwata qadim qata'at. Fala rasul ba'di wala nabiyya. No new rasul or no new Nabi will come after me with a new sharia. Isa alayhi salam will come but not as a Nabi. He will come as the follower of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qazi Iyaz rahimahullahu ta'ala says, Da'wan nubuwati ba'da nabiyyina kufrum bil ijma. It is the ijma of the ummah. It is the unanimous opinion of the whole ummah right from the time of the Sahaba Rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmeen until today. That to claim prophethood after our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is kufr, infidelity. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that if a false claimant to prophethood says, I am the prophet of Allah, and if a Muslim was to say, can you substantiate your prophethood with a dalil, with a proof, with an evidence, this person will also go out of the fold of Islam. Why? Because a person will only ask for evidence if he believes that there is a possibility of another Nabi to come. وَخُتِمَ بِيَنْ نَبِيُّونَ. Hazrat Nu'man ibn Bashir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates a very astonishing incident. He says that Zayd ibn Kharijah radiyallahu anhu was once walking in the streets of Madina Munawwara and he collapsed, he fell and he died instantly. People carried him to his home and they covered him with sheets. Between Maghrib and Isha, people in the home heard somebody speaking. So everybody became silent. Who is this? Who is speaking? So they realized that the voice was coming from under the sheet. So they opened the sheet. When they opened the sheet, it was Zayd ibn Kharijah radiallahu anhu speaking. Dead person speaking. And he was saying, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. An-Nabi al-Ummi. The unlettered Nabi. Muhammadur Rasulullah. An-Nabiyul Ummi. Khatamun Nabiyyin. He is the final messenger. He has sealed the silsila of the prophets. Bahisai rasadi laye the shariat Isa wo Musa. Mukammal deen lekar hain. Muhammad Mustafa aaye. Muhammad aur Adam ka taalluq isse zahir hai. The relationship between Muhammad and Adam is wo lekar ibtida aaye, ye lekar intiha aaye. Adam alayhi salatu wassalam was the first link in the chain of prophethood. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the final link. Khatamun nabiyyin. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the final messenger. Wadalika fi kitab al-awwal. And this is written, Zayd ibn Kharijah, this is written in Tawrat and Zabur. And then he said, Sadaqa, Sadaqa, Allah has spoken the truth, Allah has spoken the truth. Wa khutima biyan nabiyyun. There is no Nabi after our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger, Quran is the final kitab, and this ummah is the last ummah. Last ummah. So my friends, Let us go with this firm resolution. I repeat these words, these key points in every seerah conference. Or try to in every seerah conference when time permits me. Let us go with this firm resolution that we want to attach ourselves to this great personality. This great personality. He was the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was so beloved, so beloved, so beloved that if somebody copies him and becomes like him, that person also becomes the beloved of Allah. He was so beloved that if somebody looks like him, he also becomes the beloved of Allah. Maulana before me was saying, the shortcut, I always say shortcut to Jannah is emulating the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, copying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, shortcut. Shortcut to becoming the beloved of Allah. One is to love Allah and the other is to become the beloved of Allah. Shortcut. One who wishes to become the beloved of Allah, emulate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in everything. In all the fara'id, in all the wajibat, in all the sunan, sunan muakkada, sunan ghair muakkada, in all the mustahabbat, copy his life, copy him. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah fattabi'uni. If you copy me, yuhibbukum Allah, you will become the beloved of Allah. Nakshe kadam nabi ke hain jannat ke raaste. The footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will lead you to Jannah. Nakshe kadam nabi ke hain jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hain sunnat ke raaste. The path of sunnah will connect you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will be our mi'raj. This is our mi'raj, our greatest achievement. The greatest achievement of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that he met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He came very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our greatest achievement is that we follow in the footsteps of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and come very close to the teachings of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Teri mi'raj ke tu loho kalam tak pahuncha. Your mi'raj is that you reached lohe mahfuz and you reached kalam. The pen that was writing the takdeer, that was your mi'raj. Meri mi'raj, teri mi'raj ke tu loho kalam tak pahuncha. Meri mi'raj ke main tere kadam tak pahuncha. My mi'raj is that I reached your footsteps. I accepted you as my Nabi and I followed in your footsteps until I reached Allah and His Nabi and Jannah. Let us go with this firm resolution that we want to learn through authentic sources. Through authentic sources from reliable ulama. From ulama known to us. From ulama whose chain is known to us. We want to sit in their company, we want to learn from them, we want to take admission in madaris where authentic deen is imparted. If we are doing anything else, we cannot dedicate ourselves full time to acquire the deen of Allah. Then we want to sit in the company of the ulama, in the masajid. Frequent our visits to powerful, dynamic, authentic, reliable ulama. Learn the deen in its pristine purity. And then practice, learn, practice. And propagate through conduct, through character, and also through da'wah of the tongue. So da'wah of practice and da'wah of the tongue. Practice and propagate. Let us go with this firm resolution. If we do this, my friend, then these seerah conferences will become very successful. The objective of this seerah conference is not to create a CV for the Al Huda Academy. That, oh, Al Huda Academy organized a seerah conference, annual seerah conference in 3D center. And hundreds of people came from all over the UK. No, that is not. If we go from here without adhering to these final points, this very seerah conference will become a means of our being questioned in the court of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. We can only benefit from this seerah conference if we go with this firm resolution that now life will change. I will turn a new page in my life. Enough is enough. Come what may, I have to live my life according to the teachings of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I become beloved in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us exert every effort. And the first thing that is required for this is ilm. Ilm. Ilm from authentic source. It is for this reason we need to attach ourselves to the ulama. The more we attach ourselves to ulama, attach yourselves to the local ulama, because it is more easier to benefit from them. And go elsewhere also. Go elsewhere also. If you are able to visit another alim in another locality every second month, every third month, every 1 month, that should not prevent you from benefiting from your local alim on a weekly basis or a daily basis. Those who are associated to da'wah and tabligh, they should also exert every effort to increase their ilm. The more the ilm increases, the more the knowledge of deen increases. And the more the knowledge of deen increases, the more effective our da'wah will be. Those associated to mashayikh, they should also sit in the company of the ulama. Our association with our mashayikh is so that we can cure our inner self through their guidance, through their barakah, through their spiritual attention. But that should not prevent a person from sitting in the company of the ulama who are within their localities. Our sheikh could be in Leicester, our sheikh could be in Batley, our sheikh could be in Blackburn, our sheikh could be in London, our sheikh could be abroad. How often will we be able to visit him? How often will we be able to benefit from him? So we need to attach ourselves to the mashayikh also, our mashayikh. And tawheed is required in dealing with mashayikh. We should only benefit from them when it comes to spiritual aspect. We should only refer to them, our own mashayikh, when it comes to spiritual. But when it comes to learning the deen, we should sit in the company of the other reliable ulama. And also, under the guidance of the ulama, we should try to read books written by authentic and reliable ulama. And I always mention this, Maulana Google and Mufti Google is not reliable at all. YouTube is not reliable at all. Nowadays people want to acquire ilm. No, they don't want to acquire ilm. They want to enjoy the speech. Enjoy the speech. So they go on the internet and they'll click here, click there, click here, click there, and they'll come across somebody who's very eloquent, whose accent is not Indian like mine. And they say, oh, this is great, this is great. Without knowing his aqidah, without knowing his chain, without even knowing whether he's an alim or not. Nowadays there are so many people who are speaking on Islam without having the knowledge of the Quran and hadith. When they are asked questions that there is a hadith and it says this, and they are unable to answer, they say, no, this is a fabricated hadith. I have never come across this hadith. And it is the hadith of Bukhari Sharif. But because they are educated, they are engineers, they are doctors, they are graduates from university, so they can speak better English than the ulama who have been educated in the traditional Islamic centers. So they are more appealing. In order to understand whether a person is beneficial or not, you listen to somebody's bayan and see how much effect that has on your life. You will listen to a person, you will like his speech, great speech, it will increase your knowledge. But after 6 months, if you look at yourself, you will not find a single change in your life. Only the knowledge has increased. And if it is a person from the people of the Akhirah, from the people of Allah, from the awliya, one who is associated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he may not be so eloquent. He may not increase your knowledge so much. But he will have impact on your heart. He will have impact on your life. And you will see that the life is changing. It is for this reason, the criteria for choosing someone for your company is, what is the criteria shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was asked, Man nujalis ya Rasulullah? Or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in whose company should we sit? You say that good company, good company, good. Who is good company? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, That good company has three signs. Sign number one, whose company decreases the love of this world and increases the desire for the hereafter. That no, enough is enough, I must do something for the hereafter. Good company is that company which reminds you of the hereafter. Number two, good company is that company which reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa ibn Abi Aisha, a muhaddith, we find in the chain of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala. His student says, Idha ra'aytu Musa. His student says regarding his ustad, Idha ra'aytu Musa. Whenever I saw my teacher Musa, whenever my gaze fell on his face, Idha ra'aytu Musa, zakartullah li ru'yatihi. Whenever my gaze fell on Musa, his face reminded me of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because somebody who is connected to Allah will remind you of Allah. So one whose company reminds you of the Akhirah, one whose company reminds you of Allah. And number three, one whose company increases your ilm. This is good company. So before acquiring ilm, we must find out the authentic. Inna hadhal ilma deen. This ilm is deen. Muhammad ibn Sirin rahimahullah ta'ala says, this ilm is deen. So if ilm is incomplete, deen will be incomplete. If ilm is complete, deen will be complete. If ilm is authentic, deen will be authentic. If ilm is unauthentic, deen will be unauthentic. If ilm is reliable, deen will be reliable. If ilm is unreliable, deen will be unreliable. Everything depends on ilm. It is for this reason we find scores of ahadith mentioning the virtues of ilm. Al-ulama'u warasatul anbiya. Ulama are the inheritors of the anbiya. And they inherit what? Wealth? No, they inherit ilm. So in the time of the Anbiya, people used to go and sit in the company of the Anbiya. Now the ulama are the inheritors, so sit in the company of the ulama. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Al-ulama, ulama are the... And all these scholars, without any chains leading to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All these scholars that you find on YouTube, who have no chain, they haven't studied anywhere. Self-study. They haven't studied, there is no chain. Why is Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi's book the most authentic? Because of the authenticity of his chain. His chain is more stronger than the chain of Imam Muslim. That is why this one is more authentic. Why is Muslim Sharif more authentic than Tirmizi? Because of the chain. So if Imam Bukhari did not have chain, there would be no question of authenticity or non-authenticity. So many scholars on YouTube without any chain, they haven't studied under any scholar. They are not ulama. And the sign that they are not ulama is, such people despise the word alim. They don't prefer to be called ulama. They say, no, I am a scholar. I am not an alim. And the hadith did not say the scholars are the inheritors of the anbiya. The hadith is ulama are the inheritors of the anbiya. You will not find a single person who has become a scholar with self-study who is recognized by people as an alim. Despite having so much knowledge, people will revere them and, oh, great scholar. Nobody will say great alim. So learn through authentic sources. We need to learn deen through authentic sources. We need to practice. Practice is the most. Practice. And after practicing, propagate. Propagate through our morals, through our character, through our life. Our life should become da'wah. Our life should become da'wah. And also, propagate through words, propagate through distributing authentic material. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me, all of you and the whole ummah, the tawfiq to connect ourselves, attach ourselves to this most beloved Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, wa akhiru da'wana wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك، ولا تنسنا ذكرك، ولا تهتك عنا سترك، ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى. اللهم اجعلنا هادين مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم اجمع كلمتهم على الحق ووحد صفوفهم. اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم. اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم. اللهم زدهم ولا تنقصهم، ولا تسلط عليهم من لا يرحمهم ولا يخافك فيهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك، واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلاد المسلمين. اللهم اجعلنا من خدام دينك. اللهم اجعلنا من خدام دينك. اللهم اجعلنا من خدام دينك. اللهم اجعلنا من عشاق حبيبك. اللهم اجعلنا من عشاق حبيبك. اللهم اجعلنا من عشاق حبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اجعلنا من أوليائك المقربين. اللهم اجعلنا من أوليائك الصديقين. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبة رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق، وعمالنا من الرياء، وألسنتنا من الكذب، وأعيننا من الخيانة، فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. اللهم بارك لنا فيما آتيتنا، وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت لنا. اللهم بارك لهم فيما رزقتهم، واغفر لهم وارحمهم. اللهم ألف بينهما كما ألفت بين الطيبين والطيبات، وألف بينهما كما ألفت بين الصالحين والصالحات. أو أرحم الراحمين forgive our sins. Oh the most merciful forgive our sins. Oh the most forgiving forgive our sins. Forgive the sins of our parents. Forgive the sins of our families. Forgive the sins of our associates. Forgive the sins of our friends. Forgive the sins of the whole ummah. Oh Allah, forgive the sins of the whole ummah. Oh Allah, forgive the sins of the whole ummah. O Arhamur Rahimin, forgive our major sins. Forgive our minor sins. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us the tawfiq to follow the straight path. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us the tawfiq to remain steadfast on the straight path. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us your love. O Arhamur Rahimin, enlighten our hearts with the love of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us his true love. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us the ability, grant us the tawfiq to follow in his footsteps.
footsteps. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to realize his value, realize his status. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to realize our value. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to truly connect to him and follow in his footsteps and follow his ta'limat. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us iman, grant us yaqeen, grant us your ma'rifat and recognition, grant us your love. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the zeal for knowledge. Grant us the tawfiq to connect with the authentic and reliable ulama. Grant us the tawfiq to benefit from the reliable mashayikh. O Arhamur Rahimeen, for as long as you keep us in this world, keep us steadfast on Islam. When you take us from this world, take us with iman. Take us with the kalima on our tongues. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, do not deprive us of iman. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the punishment of the grave. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the punishment of the day of Qiyamah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us shaid under your throne on the day of Qiyamah. Grant us our book of deeds in our right hand. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make our reckoning easy on the day of Qiyamah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make our reckoning easy on the day of Qiyamah. Make our reckoning easy on the day of Qiyamah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make Kul Sirat easy for us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make Kul Sirat easy for us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make Kul Sirat easy for us. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from your anger. Save us from your unhappiness. Save us from your displeasure. Save us from everything that makes you displeased. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us entry into Jannah. Grant us entry into Jannatul Firdaus. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us entry into Jannah without going in the fire of Jahannam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, become happy with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, become happy with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, become pleased with us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, include us from amongst your friends. Include us from amongst your most beloved ones. Include us from amongst your most nearest ones. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to value our connection with your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the tawfiq to value Islam. Grant us the tawfiq to value Quran. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to value the ni'mat of Iman. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to value the ulama. Grant us the tawfiq to value the madaris, the masajid, the dawah activities. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the company of the anbiya, the siddiqeen, the shuhada and the salihin. O Arhamur Rahimeen, have mercy upon us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, have mercy upon us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, we know we are sinful. O Arhamur Rahimeen, we accept our sins. We accept our misdeeds. O Arhamur Rahimeen, we accept our shortcomings. O Arhamur Rahimeen, we know from the depth of our hearts that we are undeserving. O Arhamur Rahimeen, we are undeserving. We are your sinful slaves. But O Arhamur Rahimeen, you are Rahman, you are Rahim, you are most forgiving. You like to forgive, you like to shower mercy. O Arhamur Rahimeen, shower your mercy upon us and forgive our sins. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the deceit of shaitan and nafs. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the deceit of shaitan and nafs. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make our nufus mutmainna. O Arhamur Rahimeen, those of us who are distressed, remove their distress. Those of us who are sick, remove their sickness. O Arhamur Rahimeen, those of us who are in need, fulfill their need. O Arhamur Rahimeen, those of us who are astray, ilaha al-alameen, grant them guidance. O Arhamur Rahimeen, fulfill the needs of this world and the needs of the hereafter. Grant us khair of this world and the khair of the hereafter. Save us from the shar of this world and the share of this after. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant a lot of barakah in the nikah that has just taken place. Grant the bride and the bridegroom lot of barakah, lot of khair, lot of ulfa, lot of mahabbah, lot of love, lot of compatibility. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make this nikah a means of both families coming together and uniting. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make this nikah a means of safeguarding from sinful activities. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make this nikah a means of completing the deen. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make this nikah a means of pious children and pious progeny. O Arhamur Rahimeen, whatever good your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked from you, grant it to us. And whatever evil your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has seek refuge from, grant us refuge from it. O Arhamur Rahimin, accept our coming, accept our conference, accept Al-Huda Academy, accept the efforts of all the institutes, all the masajid, all the madaris, all the ulama in the city of Bolton. Ilaha al-Alameen, accept the efforts of all the institutes, all the ulama, all the mashayikh around Bolton. O Arhamur Rahimin, accept the efforts of all the Muslims, all the ulama, all the institutes, all the dini and tablighi and da'wati activities, ilmi activities throughout the country, throughout the world. O Arhamur Rahimin, make us all the means of your hidayah and your deen spreading throughout the world. O Arhamur Rahimin, accept it from us, grant us ikhlas. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khairur rahimin. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khairi ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'ada minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balag wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allahumma ighfir lana wa li walidina wa li asatidatina wa li mashayikhina wa li ahlina wa li muhibbina wa li muhsinina wa li man lahu haqqun alayna wa li man awsana bid-du'a wa li jami'il mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al-ahya'i minhum wal amwat innaka samiyun qarib mujib ad-da'awat. Allahumma ishfi mardana warham mautana. Allahumma ishfi mardana warham mautana. Allahumma ishfi mardana warham mautana. Allahumma inna nas'aluka husna al-khitam wal afwa amma salafa wa kan. Allahumma inna nas'aluka fi'l al-khayrat wa tark al-munkarat wa hubb al-masakin wa an taghfir lana wa tarhamana. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khayrul rahimin. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin birahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.